hundreds of millions of people feel this way. They're just not gonna tell you. I will.
Yeah. I like Trump. I don't really give a fuck. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play a sin. You fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep. Do what they want. I don't jump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump. I like Trump. I don't really give a fuck. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play a sin. You fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep. Do what they want. I don't jump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump. I be blunt and real. I do what I feel. Smoke a blunt and chill. Make a 100 mil. Beat the system while the matrix numbers peel. People hate, but I just make another deal. You don't understand the system. Yeah, I'm about to paint a picture. Yeah, media control the mind and censor everything that ever goes against them. Yeah, why they pin you as a victim? Yeah, so you always stay dependent. Yeah, then they tell you they gon' raise the taxes, help you out with everything you give them. Yeah, yeah, the homeless getting bigger. Yeah, sell some weapons out in Yemen. Yeah, I ain't getting into all the specifics, but you best believe I ain't tripping. Listen, all these rappers complain about taxes, but don't realize who tax them. Under control of the mind, got the culture hijacked and the people moving backwards. Kanye be trying to tell you the truth, but the critics still slashed him. Whatever happened to Prince, Dick Gregory, Dr. Sebi, Michael Jackson? I like Trump, I like Trump. I don't really give a fuck. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play it safe. You fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep. Do what they want. I don't jump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump. I like Trump. I don't really give a fuck. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play it safe. You fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep. Do what they want. I don't jump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump. I be blunt and real. I do what I feel. Smoke a blunt and chill. Make 100 mil. Beat the system while the matrix numbers peel. People hate, but I just make another deal. I be blunt and real. I do what I feel. Smoke a blunt and chill. Make 100 mil. Beat the system while the matrix numbers peel. People hate, but I just make another deal. Yeah. All these nice politicians lie. Yeah. Steal your money, stacking like Dubai. Yeah. Got you and your feeling to the ceiling, but they're dealing with the villains and the killers to the side. Yeah. I'm about to teach you the truth. Yeah. They ain't trying to teach it to you. Yeah. They would rather keep you in the system, pay 100k for college just to end up in a prison. Yeah. They just signed your border Rockefeller. Ooh, I can preach and beat an acapella. Ooh, reaching death and mind like Helen Keller. Tell them, look at who it was to send a Luther King a letter. We about to hit them with the right way. Yeah, I ain't trying to be another tech slave. Nah. Zuckerberg and Bezos, check the halo. I be working with them angels while you stacking up the pesos. From Pablo to Amlo, we can bring the God flow to all zones. I like Trump, I like Trump. I don't really give a fuck. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play it safe. You fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep. Do what they want. I don't jump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump, I like Trump. I don't really give a fuck. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play it safe. You fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep. Do what they want. I don't jump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump.
Verbose.xyz. Episode 44. Fucking flying the freak flag tonight. Rocking myself here in the house. I am the Mad Scientist Miles Lowroad, coupled with my man, my dick Ron Hot, aka Black Jesus, aka Black Killer Mike, aka 2-for-1 at Arby Special, none other than Crafter. And we got Powerful Hole actually riding shotgun tonight with us. So glad you guys are in the house. I feel energized tonight. How you guys doing?
Doing okay. How about you?
Fucking, I don't care what you say, Lil Japo. That song, bro. It, like, you have no idea. There should be a cam on me because I'm just like fucking throwing my hands in the air and shit.
I was nigh to it.
I think it was a great opportunity, you know, like Trump gets impeached. We fucking drop the I like Trump fucking rap fucking that, you know.
It's almost better than two like 70 plus year olds fucking throwing down rap at Dunkin' Donuts. It's like it's on that tier. Dope. Dope. Look, perfectly timed tonight. El Japo, probably actually riding shotgun. Whereas Crafter, you're more in the hole and Powerful Hole is on deck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. fucking on deck and in the hole. Although Alex Jones, Alex Jones is on first. Alex Jones is on first. Lee Camp is on second base. Do you know who Lee Camp is?
No.
Fucking, exactly. There's some shit. Oh shit! What is going on? We got some Smashley in the house tonight. She's feeling the energy in the air tonight too. It's like there's a bunch of static electricity on my rug or some shit. It's weird, but
oh my god! You're just excited, man.
I'm hyped. I'm so glad that our president got impeached. It's an excellent time to be here. But Lee Camp he works for the Russian intelligence, or other known as RT News. And I've been watching a lot of RT News lately because I realized the YouTube algorithm, for some reason, it like picks up on RT, anything that's like Russian put out. Like, the stuff that comes out of RT is all labeled like, this is paid for either in part or in full by the Russian government. Anything I put on, for some reason, gets thousands of views within like a couple of days, which is unusual because there's 16 subscribers on the verbose YouTube site. Page on YouTube, right? And it's, yeah, exactly. But it's hella bots on that. What up, Dank21? Yeah. Welcome to the conversation.
Communism bots. It's communism. It's the fucking USSR rising again. It's Lenin, then Stalin, then Putin. That's what's up. And he's going to take over the world through Facebook and Google. He's fucking you in the ass through your YouTubes.
I don't know, man. I feel like the United States needs to start getting their head out of their ass and watch some my actual international news. Because there's a lot of shit going on that really is affecting us that we're not fucking talking about. Because instead we're focused on this fucking half soap opera, half professional wrestling bout called the Trump impeachment inquiry. Meanwhile, this is going on, you know, fucking Ted Cruz is fucking holding it down on Nord Stream 2 pipeline coming out of Russia that would make Germany and Russia partners and bring oil to all of Europe, and excluding any sort of countries or manufacturing oil that comes from fracking, by the way. And this is a pure pipeline that they have engineered that can like pipe into countries. And can renew as they move it. Like, it's incredible. It's basically built. And now the U.S. is like, you know, fighting against it. Does it sound like I've been like watching a lot of Russian Times news? Because I have been.
Yes, comrade.
That's probably shit. Better than our news right now. Shit.
Yeah. I don't know if better is the word for it. I think more broad. You know. There's a lot of flavor out there that we're missing out on, like, you know, Nord Stream pipeline. And like, we talk about Saudi Arabia when we talk about like Khashoggi and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Khashoggi is, huh?
I know you've talked about him before. Does sound familiar.
That journalist motherfucker.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia murdered him.
Jared Kushner
okayed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Yeah. I mean, he probably didn't even know who he was. He was like, oh, Arab guy? You guys want an Arab guy? Yeah, go for it. Arab guy's cool.
What the fuck? come on, man. We all know it was a blood sacrifice to the Illuminati. He owned Building 666, my dude, in New
York. He does. He does own.
He does or did. I think he sold it for an exorbitant amount of money.
666 Fifth Avenue.
That's really? What it is. Really? That's real. That's real. Boom. Explosion.
Wow. Conspiracy. Yeah. Illuminati. Baphomet.
Is it 13 stories by any chance?
Maybe. I don't. Maybe excluded the 13 stories. You know, didn't buildings do that back in the day? They just wouldn't have a 13th floor. They would.
Oh, I know. I lived in an apartment. I lived in an apartment complex that was built in the 60s in downtown Dallas, and they did not have a 13th floor.
Word. Interesting. Yeah. So you went directly to the 14th, like the 13th floor.
Correct.
Is the 14th floor?
Yeah.
You've never heard of this before?
No, I've never. She said she was in Dallas in the 60s?
No. The bill. Oh, shit. No, I'm not that old. Thank you very much. Did you kill JFK? No, goddamn. No. My building was built in the 60s.
Oh,
right, yeah. Right.
With some JFK brain matter.
Yeah. God bless it, Crafter.
You know, with how much it, you know, the vaporization and the spray and like from the projectile exit wound, there's a possibility that there's a portion of there that yes does. All of Dallas has part of JFK's brain matter somewhere.
Let's move on.
It's like if I farted at work and it dissipated from here to Austin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to even know. They're
no, I don't.
And you might wonder, like, why are we resorting to fart jokes? Because ahead of us tonight, is a slog through the swamp in a way that we've kind of got ourselves there in the past, like, fucking, I'd say 20 to 25 episodes, because it didn't start off like that. It was just fart jokes and fucking sex stories and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was titties and, at one point. There was titties, dude.
And there was people talking about titties, and it was all good. And then somehow it was by destiny and also by some sort of curse that we became blessed with this mission to travel forward into fucking impeachment and everything that's just going on in the world and analyzing. And it hurts my soul sometimes. So pardon me if I want to talk about my farts a little bit. Powerful Ho, if you don't mind me asking, when's the last time you got peen?
Oh, Miles.
Come on.
It's been a long time, and I am constantly aroused, and it's just been too long. The problem is I can get the pee, but it has to be attached to, you know, a man. And usually the men just do not meet.
You find a lot of boozy, not boozy, but boozy.
Boozy.
Like, yeah, like boy pussy.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it. I mean, let me put to you this way. Once a guy and I, you know, whatever, I can't get rid of him.
He stays and like wants to cook and clean for you or something?
Yeah, and I don't like men that I could walk all over.
So like super putty. You want to see someone that's like tall, dark, and handsome. And
you know, I would just be okay with someone taller than me and has teeth. That's my minimum requirement, gentlemen. Just be taller than me. I'm 5'2".
We're so putting out applications, y'all.
Yeah, just be taller than me.
If you're 5'2" and an eighth, and you have at least 3 teeth.
No, I like teeth, plural. You know, teeth like
3
nice
is plural.
No, I mean it is, but you know what I mean. I got a story. If we got time,
yeah.
And the reason why I have to
please for the love of God, it's either that or the blushy cheeks of Adam Schiff.
Oh, okay. Real quick, the reason why teeth. All right. So when I'm traumatized, I had a blind date one time back in I guess my early 20s, and it went well. He was a little good old boy, you know, but it was okay. He was treating me okay. And so the end of the date happens. He goes to the goodnight kiss and the dude removes his teeth and wanted to kiss me. And oh. No warning. No warning. He removed his teeth, set it down, and then he went in for the kiss and I pushed him away and I screamed. And I ran away.
That's awesome. You have no idea how awesome
so
that is.
It's like every time I'm dating someone, I'm looking at their gum line really carefully to make sure that will never happen again.
Oh, you got traumatized.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, I knew a.
She just.
Go ahead.
You've never had your clitoris gum to death, and that's.
No, but I can still hear him, you know, as I'm running away screaming. I can still hear him and go, "What? You like it better?"
Oh my god! I knew a girl up north that she was all about that. Like, if a dude didn't have any teeth, she was all into it because of some sort of conolingus skills that was involved with that. Maybe it's a slurping thing you can do. You can only do if you don't have teeth.
You know, more power to her. I cannot. not going to happen.
Now, I don't know. From a dude's perspective, if you don't have teeth, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, at least you won't fucking scrape.
At least you won't bite your dick. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, also gummy. I don't know. I've never tried. I wouldn't be adverse. I wouldn't be adverse to that or midgets. I'm down.
I bet you are.
What about a midget with no teeth?
Bruh. Oh, it's like diving in. Sorry, Smash. This is my one cheat card. I fucking
no teeth midget. I'm out.
No teeth
gonna gum my dick under my desk. You don't even have to kneel. This is fucking awesome.
Oh my god, guys! Jesus Christ!
Yes. Just had to bring it back old school. Shout out to my name Jeff. fucking. We got all kinds of stuff tonight. We got clips and stuff. An obvious impeachment. But I was saying before the show, like, I would so love that, you know, when my parents just relocated close to me and they brought a bunch of, like, the shit that I had as a kid. And it's like tons of baseball cards and things like that, which this day and age, a lot of them, especially in the condition they are, I'm not going to get shit for them. But thinking about that, translating it to like a modern day, like, what would you have cards of? Obviously professional wrestling, but less obviously like government officials. You know, fucking for me right now, like in the realm of professional wrestling as it relates to what's going on with impeachment inquiry, I feel like the Republicans definitely are the good guys. They're playing the, you know, the good guy, you know, the John Cena position, you know, kind of story. And then you got the Democrats that are doing more the heel. I don't want to say bad guy, right? They're just like the benevolent for, or, you know, the malevolent force coming in to fuck shit up. And it switches back and forth, whatever. It's just part of the story, you know, keep it fresh. But if I were to have trading cards of that, of these amazing, amazing participants in this boring ass, like, kill me now fucking court proceeding, it would definitely be Doug Collins and Jim Jordan. These two people are just so outspoken and, you know, well-polished and well-read, even if some things are, you know, just for the camaraderie's sake and loyalty past the actual crimes that are there that would expose probably themselves or their peers, more power to you for at least sticking to your guns and being able to sound cohesive. It's so fucking, it makes people like Nancy Pelosi look so lackluster. When you look at her, like, now as compared to fucking, you know, 10 years ago, it's like, no wonder we don't have, you know, it's a wonder why we don't have fucking term limits. People just kind of lose their minds as we get older. I don't know.
Right. And I'm just happy that the Republicans are getting some balls, you know, I mean, because I think what was going on, and, you know, I know that Crafter is a registered Democrat. And we were just talking before the show how his party is just a completely different party than what he is. He's a classic Democrat and logical and sound and everything. And his party's just wacko. But I was losing my train of thought there. Come back.
Be gone, thought. Sorry.
Yeah. But I mean, the Republicans, you know, they just kept on letting this new Democrat Party just continue to bully them. Now they're getting some balls and they're actually fighting back.
Well, what I think is important about that is so many people are waking up to it. It's not that people are going full Republican. It's like, okay, I can be an independent. I can have an independent thought of what's going on here because I want to distance myself from whatever this Democratic Party is.
Perfect. Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Yep.
I got you, fam. I got you. And I feel the same fucking way, you know? I feel that the biggest reason I call myself publicly a Republican is to incite this emotional response in people. Yeah, please call me a racist. Please call me a sexist, misogynistic, homophobic. I guess, how can you be homophobic if you're gay?
Well, I mean, I think you've seen that hashtag walk away guy, right? You know, and all the slurs that they're throwing at, you know what I'm talking about, right? Brandon Stark says something like that. And he started this campaign called hashtag walk away. And it's basically just walking away from the Democratic Party because they've gotten so crazy. And he's a gay hairdresser. And they are so stupid. They're pointing at him and calling him homophobic.
Right. That's so crazy to me. It's like when black people these days, you know, are called race traitors. Like,
right.
Like you could somehow be a traitor to your race. Like whatever someone perceives you of is always what you're perceived of. It's kind of the unfortunate thing. The only, you know, the only give and take you have from that is your personality. That's it. Other than that, fucking, we all prejudge people. We all discern. We all discriminate. It's part of like the human nature, I feel.
Right.
Yeah, I think and the current Democratic Party is like it's the party of hype. It's the party of hype. It goes with whatever the most vocal issues about. It tries to champion them, or wrong. It just wants to stay in the public eye and stay with the winning, you know, opinion. It doesn't matter, you know, what it's going to shift to. It'll shift to one opinion to the next. And like, I feel at one point it was an anti-war party. It was about, you know, restricting powers and checks and balances, trying to end the Iraq war during the first Bush campaign. And what it's turned into now is just a ridiculous large business operation, just the same thing they were criticizing the Republican Party for being back then.
Exactly. And to your point, Crafter, I mean, let's take a look at AOC, Ocasio Cortez. She fell off the radar because she's not, you know, her opinion, she's not the current fad. It's something else now.
Well, they already have their talking point, and that's the Trump impeachment. It's like,
right.
Once everything's focused on that, then fucking everything. Oh, chiclet teeth. Yeah, I agree. I like old chiclet teeth. It looks like you can pluck one and chew on it. But, you know, they have their one thing to focus on, and that's fucking the impeachment inquiry. Like, while that's going on, everyone else in the media and everyone else that consumes the media is distracted by that, and they can formulate the next plan, you know, and then it becomes a battle on that plan until, you know, everything is divided. Like, but I got a spin on it. I feel like in some way it's like the framers kind of predicted this kind of like gridlock. What they didn't really think of was the AOC needs to shut the fuck up and be a stripper or some shit. I agree.
I'd throw some ones. I'd throw some ones of that ass. I might even jerk off the pictures of her. I don't even know. You know.
Shout out to BXN dropping that. That's fucking beautiful. She needs to gain about 20 pounds, and I'm into that. those one videos that they showed when, like, check out this girl that's fucking, you know, gonna be all up in the Bronx and representing the Bronx. And I was like, oh shit, she got an ass, you know how to shake it. And then all of a sudden it became meth mouth AOC. I was like, what the fuck happened? But I can't even say that about her. She's always looked kind of goofy like that. Like, I watched the documentary on Netflix about her coming
up.
Well, why not? You got to watch CNN, you know, you got to watch a little bit of RT News.
No, but why would you put yourself through that?
It's actually really good. If you take out AOC and her whole name and stuff and you put anybody else into it, it's actually a really inspiring story.
Did it have lots of titties or ass? Because, like,
no,
damn.
No, no, sorry. They took away all the Marvel rights to it, you know, Netflix and shit. But like, it was like this come up. There wasn't really much politics in it. It was more the emotions and the struggle and stuff like that. It was a good documentary. It's just too bad for such a shitty, like, fly-by-night politician that has a really good lawyer set. AOC, fucking be glad you're in good hands with them lawyers. I'm telling you what.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I digress. fucking, oh, God. That's the opening monologue. It's such a slog. I love it. We truly are like tromping through the swamp tonight. I feel it feels good though. It feels like we're almost to the end of it. I know I've been saying that for a while, but weren't they supposed to vote on impeachment like fucking 6 hours into the morning today? And it took until 7 o'clock at night, you know, our time to do that shit.
Yeah, until like 9:30 Eastern time. It took a long fucking time today.
Yeah. It blows my mind that we would have a government that focuses everything on just the media. Oh, that's what I was getting at, is that the framers, they anticipated the gridlock, but not the presence of media. The idea that it would be spread like worldwide in such a way that it would affect everybody, and that government and politicians could use that as a tool, you know? You know, propaganda is such a different thing. It's almost like a wavelength at this point. Anyone could hook into a dish and be fucking hooked on an idea. Yeah. That's the crazy thing about it.
And Prescott Bush, George H.W. Bush's father, was the first man to run a political ad on television.
That motherfucker. Prescott Bush.
Bush.
More like that. We had that Jeb Bush for a while when I lived in Florida.
Jeb I didn't know Bush. You lived in Florida.
Yep. Yeah. I'm kind of a free spirit, if you will, traveled around, but grew up in Florida.
Wow.
So I guess Midwesterner turned Southern boy. How about that?
Awesome. So you were given an alligator at birth, correct?
That is correct. I was given an alligator and the choice to either skin it or befriend it. I befriended it. If you ask me why I don't have the alligator now, it's because my friend Alex is watching him. Don't ask.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know that every Floridian is issued an alligator?
Sure.
At birth?
Sure.
It's true.
Whatever you say.
It's their life gator.
I read an article. Oh, God. I wish it was that easy. Fuck. You ever try to do a podcast? Anyone out there? Fuck. You read a lot of shit. And then I actually, Crafter does all the reading, and then I watch tons of fucking videos. I feel brainwashed at times. It's amazing.
And I'm just here.
Yeah. you're like our Robin.
Yeah.
From Howard Stern.
Thank you.
Except not black.
Forever.
I said, except not black.
Oh, well.
I respect you and your race as white. I use the OK symbol too.
Oh my God, stop.
I respect the OK symbol for what it is. OK.
God, that thing is just out of control. Did you see how, you know, the Navy Army game and all these cadets are being, you know, someone use that sign so they're thinking that they're flashing the white power signs everywhere. No, it's not. I'm not making this up.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
They are accusing our children that are going to go fight for our country. They are accusing them of being white supremacists. And I watched parts of that game as I was getting my nails done, by the way, because I'm a little high maintenance about my nails. Anyway, I watched part of that game, and you can see every single ethnicity represented. Like, I mean, I saw Koreans, Hispanics, you know, blacks, whites, I'm sure folks from India too. I mean, and yet the media, there's some sources that say, oh, they're racist. It's just so stupid.
I, I'd say they might be racist. I don't know. They could be racist. I don't have any proof, but you know, based on the current hype on all over the media and all over the internet and Facebook, with them saying, you know, that it's being used as a white power symbol. And then continue to, it's either like used sarcastically or ironically or literally. I mean,
I think a lot of the stuff that's what this is going through. I mean, this is it's just a game. It's just a game to be a little controversial and piss people off, but it has nothing to do with white supremacy.
I can see that as well. But I think, you know, there was definitely I feel they were aware of, you know, the connotations of what they're doing, of what they would be interpreted as during the media.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why I do it.
Yeah. Like,
I think the whole thing.
I'm still
not going to give them crap for doing it because I don't like the media anyway.
Yeah. And I think even the whole thing started as a 4chan post. Like, we should get these other things to, you know, seem as white supremacy, and then, you know, make other people pick up on it, and then they will actually become white supremacist symbols. It's a weird thing. Like, one of the other ones, like, it's okay to be white. They started posting those flyers on some college campus.
Right.
And then that became a racist thing to say it's okay to be white, which is just, and they knew, like, you know, this is a ridiculous neutral statement, but we'll be taken the wrong way in current environment. It's just like, it's like gaming the system.
Yeah, exactly. And exactly.
How about the flyers that were showing up on college campuses that were like, Islam is wrong about women?
Never heard it.
Yeah. Muslims are right about women. That's right. That's right. So the idea that, like, thank you, El Jabo, that if it's like you can't agree with that, but then you realize the paradigm and you can't agree completely with Islam.
Right.
Mind fucking it. All over the 4chan. Oh my God. All right, fuck it. We've been holding this off too long. I got some clips for tonight. I got some good clips. I got some homemade homebrew. I got some juicy juice. And I got a little bit of Fox News shit filler in there, and a little bit of turd popsicle Fox News to begin with, since that lean dough, since obviously fucking we've been talking about the impeachment inquiry. Obviously, I have to give that juice, and this is a nice little. Tit for tat, Gromit saying his piece, and then Nadler getting his 2 cents in, and it's fucking beautiful. So, a little bit of the pageantry, the professional wrestling for all of you, brought to you by Fox News. Our first clip of the night. Here we go.
In 1998, Senator Schumer said, and I quote, "This impeachment will be used as a routine tool to fight political battles." We thought it was a prediction. It was a promise. And now it's playing out. It's exactly what's being done here. And for those that say we don't address the defenses of fact, here you go. The impeachment serves two purposes. Number one, stop the investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice and Ukraine into the corruption of Ukraine interference into the U.S. Election in 2016. You said this was about, this terrible Russia collusion. Oh, then that fell through. It's about emoluments. It's about bribery. It's about extortion. It's changed. But one thing hasn't changed, and that is the intent to impeach this president. It's always been there. But let's be honest. The president turning his back on Ukraine, that happened in 2009. Because in 2008, Ukraine invaded Georgia. What happened? Bush put sanctions on Russia to teach them a lesson. What happened after that? Well, in March of 2009, Hillary Clinton was sent over to Russia with a reset button to say, Bush overreacted. We're okay that you invaded Georgia. It was a green light to Russia to invade Ukraine. And what do? Oh, yeah, you send blankets and MREs. They can eat and be warm while the Russians are killing them. That is what the Obama administration did. This is a travesty. And we're in big trouble because Schumer was right. Now it's lowered even farther, the bar. It will be used for political battles, and this country's end is now inside. I hope I don't live to see it. This is an outrage. I yield back.
All right, that should be it, right?
Wow. I'm deeply concerned that any member of the House would spout Russian propaganda on the floor of the House. I now yield 1 minute to the gentleman from New York, Mr. Higgins.
The gentleman from New York is recognized for... This will come to order.
Then
the gentleman from
Gomer's
New York
like,
is
motherfucker.
Thank you.
You want to fuck with me? Call me a Russian agent.
The House will come to order.
I'm not fucking Russian agent, but you know Hillary did
the
that
shit. The gentleman from New York is recognized for 1 minute.
Fuck you,
Thank
man.
You, Mr. 9/11 Chairman,
was an inside
Madam
job.
Speaker.
I don't agree with that guy's emotional statement about how it's the end of our country's in sight because of this. But
that was pretty insightful, yes.
I definitely don't see the other guy's accusation that it was Russian propaganda. It was pretty accurate that, yes, it started as a Russia investigation and turned into Ukraine and bribery investigation. And I think we were all aware of that. We watched the whole Mueller thing. We did fucking shows on it. Just click a couple episodes back. You know?
Seriously, fuck. We've already been through all this. What the fuck? We have run some spreading Russian propaganda, man.
It's like modern McCarthyism. It's like, oh, you're working for the Russians. You know, it's weird. It's weird that that's not just the defense. Oh, we don't have to listen to anything you say. Like, even a spy for Russia would tell you half-truth. You can pull that part out. Shit.
Right. Speaking of Russian propaganda and espionage and all of that beautiful things, and connections to other countries, let's put it. I have kind of something to break up the fucking shit, because our clips have been fucking, oh my god. They've been verbosely fucking just depressing and fucking stale, you know what I mean? So I found, like I said, I've been watching a lot of RT News. This guy, Lee Camp, he's a U.S. dude that does comedy. There's a lot of U.S. dudes that seem to defect to this network, but I still stand skeptical of it. Anyways, the show's called Redacted Tonight. And does anyone know how to get to get the disguise to get to the Güero village? No. Maybe? No. Anyways, he fucking... he has this show. It's basically like, you know, a Tosh.0 kind of deal where he talks through politics and gives his banter about it. But he was doing this spot on he did several of the top 25 most non-posted stories of the year for 2019. And obviously he's got to do a spot for his own documentary. He's just talking about, we were banned because of something really cool. Anyways, this guy's kind of funny. You'll see why I want to play this. So here you go. Boom.
Next up, the Israel lobby exposed. Our media doesn't only censor stories because of ad dollars. They also do it because of other kinds of pressure. And that
like what?
Was the case with a censored story we covered earlier on this show, earlier this year, a documentary film that aimed to expose Israel's covert influence campaign in the United States has been leaked to the media after the government of Qatar pulled it from Al Jazeera, a media outlet Qatar funds. In August 2018, excerpts of the censored documentary were leaked and published by a number of online independent outlets. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're telling me Israel influences U.S. policy? I find that hard to believe. Even though we all know Israel has massive foreign influence campaigns, especially in the U.S., and even though the Democrats claim they want to stop foreign influence, we all know that's bullshit when it comes to Israel. But there's a difference between knowing something and seeing the actual internal proof, the evidence. which is exactly what the suppressed documentary The Lobby exposes. It's kind of like the Washington Post expose that came out this week, in which they revealed thousands of internal government documents showing the U.S. military has no idea what's going on in Afghanistan. And they have no evidence that the longest war in U.S. history will come to an end anytime soon. We've all known that for a long time, but now we have proof, the actual documents, okay? Furthermore, this is exciting for the Washington Post because it marks their first piece of actual journalism since the O.J. murders. Give them a round of applause. Give them a round of applause. I mean, it's not easy to be consistently a decade or two late with the news. It's not. It takes a lot. The Washington Post couldn't be less informed if they lived inside a 96 Honda Civic that's up on cinder blocks on an Amish farm in the hills of rural Pennsylvania, and they got their daily information from a friendly squirrel, all right? In fact, they'd
hey,
be more
that
informed
no teeth
because
guy lives.
At least the squirrel isn't doing propaganda for the CIA. I mean, he might be. I wouldn't put it past the CIA.
At least the squirrel was not working for the CIA. It's true. If I feel like maybe his humor works better in Russia.
I don't know. It was pretty good. I mean, like those documents did recently come out, you know, about the Afghanistan war being unwinnable, that our generals really have no idea what to do or what's going on the ground, and then just rely on people shooting each other just to, you know, and reports back like it's a fucking police station.
Like, truly, you know, United States police force, America, fuck yeah. Here to save the motherfucking day, yeah.
America, oh, fuck yeah. So lick my blood, suck on my balls.
That's right. You heard it here first. Posting in the fucking... You know, that's so funny. I was at Target the other day doing some Christmas shopping, and there was this kid with her cop mom, and I knew the mom was probably a dispatcher or a cop because she has a sweater with a badge on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was singing that song while they were pushing the cart. He's like fucking, you know, 14, 13. I was like, yes. Thank yes. God she has you as a son. Thank God. It gives me faith in the world. What doesn't give me faith in the world is how many fucking shootings that happen everywhere. And we talk about them forever. And then when there's like a legitimate terrorist attack, it kind of goes away. Didn't that just happen like fucking 2 weeks ago? We took the day off last week. I'm just getting over sick. Crafter was sick as fuck. The whole world was sick. Fucking, I think Dantos got me sick over the internet.
Oh well, yeah. You want to tell them what you told me? How you guys got sick?
Oh yeah, how I sucked a fart out of Crafter's asshole. I was sucking in his asshole and he farted. That's the only way you can get disease. From another human being.
That's how all diseases were created. Don't listen to anyone else who says otherwise. They're not real doctors or scientists. You heard it here first.
If you're sucking asshole,
asshole farts will get you sick.
Not sucking on asshole. You can suck on asshole all day. It's when you suck the fart that all disease will be transferred to you. So speaking of that, that reminds me of terrorist attacks. That's how fucking short. Short attention span the whole world is, including ourselves, about like fucking fart jokes to terrorist attacks. That's absolutely beautiful. That's this dark soliloquy of my life. Anyways, I've been watching a lot of world news, like I said, and this is a news outlet I've never heard of before, TRT News. They're out of Turkey. Man, their propaganda on fucking Syria, oh my God, it's supreme. It's thick. It's gorgeous. Feels good in the soul. It's like early Alex Jones stuff. You just want to chase the fucking conspiracy dragon on that shit. It's fucking delicious.
They're going to lock us up in fever camps, folks. They're going to lock us up.
Atrazine of the water turned to the freaking frogs, gee! Shout out to Alex Jones. Seriously. Fucking love you, man. You ever want to be on the show, please, for the love of God, let us ride your dead, burning coattails. So this is TRT News. This is TRT News talking about Saudi Arabia relations after the attack in the naval base in Florida. Here we go.
Now, the Saudi king has condemned an attack on a U.S. naval base in Florida that left three people dead. And the gunman has been identified as Mohammed Said Ashamrani, a member of the Saudi Arabian Air Force. Now, he reportedly opened fire in a classroom at a training facility in Pensacola before being shot dead by security personnel. At least eight people have been wounded and taken to hospital. President Donald Trump received a phone call from the Saudi king, Salman, who called the attack barbaric. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the Saudi government was going to owe a debt
to the victims. Is barbaric really like saying it's bad? It
not only strikes at the heart of the community here in Northwest Florida, but throughout the Navy, nationwide and really around the world, because of so many people that have been involved in this base in one way or another. And I know that the president is actively monitoring in the White House, and the thoughts and prayers go out to everybody.
Oh, Ronnie's a muscle man.
This prompted questions about the vetting of foreign military personnel. And it also comes as Saudi Arabia is trying to shed its image of being an exporter of extremism. Nader Hashemi has more.
Well, from the Trump administration's perspective, it's a disaster on a couple of levels. Number one, it highlights this very embarrassing relationship that he has with the Saudi crown prince. It also embarrasses the Trump administration over its Muslim ban. Recall that Saudi Arabia is not on that list, but other countries are. So this will raise questions as to, you know, why Saudi Arabia is getting special treatment. From the Saudi perspective, it's a public relations disaster because it focuses attention on questions of radical extremism. The Saudi crown prince has been working overtime to put the Khashoggi murder and the global outrage that followed that murder behind him, and to present an image of moderation, of transformation. So this event, assuming that it was a radicalized, you know, Saudi military officer, will prove to be embarrassing for the Saudi crown prince as well. Donald Trump's embrace of the Saudi crown prince and Donald Trump's attempt to cover up the murder of Jamal Khashoggi has really been driven by public opinion, by human rights activists, NGOs, pressing politicians, demanding a change in U.S.-Saudi relations. So this is going to, you know, put that issue once again front and center. It's going to add to the already existing anti-Saudi sentiment that exists within the United States.
Yeah,
you can
Saudi
see
Arabia.
It right now, for example, in the U.S. presidential race. All of the Democratic candidates have made statements stating that if they come to office, they would rethink U.S.-Saudi relations. So this is not a good day for Mohammed bin Salman.
I don't understand how Trump can cover up something like that. Why is it always Trump, you know, trying to be the one that covers up shit?
I wouldn't say it would be a cover up until you would see something like, I don't know, like a friendly nuclear deal outside of Congress with Saudi Arabia, like trading weapons and fucking talking oil deals. Like, we're very friendly with Saudi Arabia, and we allow them and Israel to kind of like scope our perspective in the Middle East, I think, to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump, you know, maybe Trump didn't have those perspectives before, but he's definitely playing that part. You know what I mean? Like, you can't give too much credit. You got to remember that like Trump is, again, the same thing that Obama was, the same thing was Bush was, which is put into a seat in which he plays a small part of a bigger picture. And I think what we see is in large in part something that's been in motion for a long time.
Right. And I think you know, Trump obviously has to work. He's a businessman. He has to work with people now that he's president. He has to deal with really bad people like Kim Jong-un, you know, and he had to go out and shake his hand, even though that he, you know, Kim Jong-un was a bastard. You know, you do what you got to do to create peace. Now, this prince, whatever, I have no doubt.
Ben Almanzar or something. He's like the new hip prince, right? Like, he essentially murdered all the people that were before him and took the job from, like, his uncle. And then fucking...
Right.
Now he's kind of coming in and becoming more progressive in that area, believe it or not. Like, trying to move away from, like, total haram law and whatnot. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, what I guess the bottom line is you have to kind of put these bad guys in a position where they're saving face and they're not looking like bad guys in order to be to use diplomacy to get what you want out of them. Like, what we wanted out of Kim Jong-un is we wanted him to stop his buying for nuclear power.
How's that going, by the way?
I haven't really heard very much about it now.
That's because he just did he just did a missile test recently. And since the trade deals have been kind of off with what was going with U.S.-China bullshit, it feels like North Korea is getting impatient again. And there's a lot of miscommunication in South Korea.
North Korea recently said that they will be sending us a Christmas present on Christmas. That's what they said.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
That's fucking weird. I hope it's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, who knows? It could be anything. It could be good. It could be bad. It could just be another missile test. Who knows? Or it could just be just to make us shake a little bit.
That would be kind of cool.
Y2K. I just remember that, you know, they like to have a yearly thing where they show off their military and they're showing off all these funky looking tank things. And our highest military folks at the Pentagon took a look at whatever the hell that they were parading and said, it's fake.
Yeah, I've heard several of these stories. Henry Rollins talks about being in North Korea and seeing, like, you know, places that were basically movie sets. There wasn't a lot going on there. That's kind of crazy. But before we get off the topic of a ban of countries or, like, a air quotes Muslim ban, we don't watch the fucking... we don't watch the international news, so we don't really realize what's going on in India right now. And in India, they're having a literal Muslim ban. Where they're not allowing people in the country. There's, like, mad riots and stuff going on in India right now. I heard that, I think, on RT News. Or was it one of these other propaganda stations? I don't know. It could have been BBC. Everywhere but here is talking about it. That's the weird thing. Everybody here is talking about, Brexit and shit like that. Fuck.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, India is, they're giving priority to become citizens to religious minorities besides Muslims.
Ah, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, anyone who's being persecuted in their country for their religious beliefs, they're giving priority to them to become citizens, but not Muslims. And it's causing lots of protest.
Interesting.
Wow. Thank you for that, Crafter, by the way. We're trying not to spout fake news, but it's hard when it's late and you worked all day. Just saying. I don't know how CNN pumps out the fake news constantly, though. It's beautiful. Fucking Brian Stelter. He's just such an amazing man. I want to rub his head. I don't think he's had his own thought in, like, 2 decades, one that he actually concocted himself. Speaking of which, we better put on an RT clip pretty soon, because if we don't, we're going to lose ratings here. It's the only way, the only thing that's keeping our channels going. Sponsored by the Russian government.
Yavol.
Yavol. Privyet. Fuck. That would be so awesome.
Something Russian.
Putin, if you're out there, oh God.
Vodka. Oh, God. I'd love to chill. Hit me up. Kidnap me.
You would chill with Putin?
I mean, he's going to blackbag me and take me wherever he wants me to go. He's not going to get a choice in the matter.
What if you get to ride on the back of the horse with him?
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not going to complain.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Until the ass farts. Until I have to start swallowing asshole farts, then.
Well, swallowing asshole is one thing, but as we all know, if you swallow asshole farts, that's how you get the disease.
Lord. Why so, am I on this show?
Thank you, Ho. You make us more classy. So this is out of RT News, brought to you by Putin himself. And it's on Huawei and their involvement with the UK trade with China. And this is a little bit before Brexit, but it's still an interesting clip. Obviously, as we know, current day Brexit is more possible to happen because of Boris Johnson being elected Prime Minister of the UK. So Labour Party out on this one, Conservatives win. But this is an interesting twist on that idea and trade deals with China, something I wouldn't have thought of. Thank you, Putin. Here we go.
Well, Britain's close ally, the US, has already placed harsh trade restrictions on Huawei. Washington previously suggested that the so-called Five Eyes International Intelligence Coalition between America, the UK, Canada, Australia and New Zealand would be at risk if Britain gives China a role in its 5G infrastructure. Huawei's been constantly accused of direct links to the Chinese government, something that the company denies. Shadi Edwards-Dashti reports.
Huawei, a massive distributor, forcing its way into the West tech industry and shaking up relations between China, Europe and America when it comes to trade, security and surveillance.
To telecom giant Vodafone found security flaws in Huawei.
British intelligence based in that building behind me has warned of serious risks to UK operators.
Huawei can create a backdoor to China.
For years, it and the Chinese government have been accused of intellectual property theft.
A number of reasons why they say Huawei is not to be trusted.
The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is trying to strike a balance when it comes to Huawei and its 5G network.
On Huawei and 5G, I don't want this country to be unnecessarily hostile to investment from overseas. On the other hand, we cannot prejudice our vital national security interests.
But a day later, Boris Johnson caused a stir when he visited the set of a British morning television show and snapped selfies with the two hosts using a Huawei phone.
God damn it, I can't even believe it sometimes.
The television host said that the phone belonged to Boris Johnson, leading us to speculate whether the fact the Prime Minister uses a Chinese model represents some sort of security vulnerability. However, Johnson's aides said that the phone was borrowed from staffers and casually put into his very own pocket. But whatever the truth is, Huawei won't mind the extra free publicity at all, and they and other Chinese firms are making quite great strides in Western markets. As for November this year, Huawei has become the third most popular phone in the UK, with almost 10% of the market share. With the UK planning, of course, to leave the European Union, all attention will turn to securing as much investment from countries around the world as possible. So was Boris Johnson's move a big 5G signal?
China obviously is a huge and important market, as well as a supplier of many range of particularly electronic goods, and particularly if Brexit is going to go ahead, then certainly
Britain will be seeking
to increase trade with China. And the Chinese have made it very clear that if that is going to be the case, then they cannot exclude Huawei. So Britain, in a sense, is caught in a bit of a pincer movement here, in wanting to boost trade with China on the one hand, but a little nervous about this particular concern.
I don't know, Meng. I think that fuck Huawei. I've seen their phones and I see them on deals on like cheap Chineseium sites and shit, man. And they look cool and they look like they run like older. At first, when they were coming out, it was like older versions of fucking like KitKat and shit like that, you know. But now they pump out the gems. But like, it's bad enough having to get Android and worry about Google spying on you, let alone like a straight up chipset hardware level fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but then again, if you're going to be spied on, would you rather have the government that's not your government because they can't do shit about it?
I don't know,
man. I mean, I'm so boring. And I can't even imagine being spied on and what intel they can get from me. They would probably see me watching questionable porn. So.
Questionable corn?
Porn.
Huh.
Large.
What kind of porn do you watch? Really? Wait, what? Fucking, I think that, like, okay, yes, any of us here, if you're on verbosa.xyz, you don't have shame anyways, right? Fuck it. Like, just one person. But when you're talking about millions, if not billions of people pumped into kind of one funnel of information, that then you could take that and shift and do things with it, that's where I feel like the legality of things kind of changes.
I think, I mean, it's really interesting because they had this kind of scenario. I don't know if you know Netflix's House of Cards.
Yeah. Who's that one pedophile that was on that show?
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But Kevin Spacey
didn't kill himself, by the way.
In the later season, hires like this hacker to manipulate data and searches on the web to gain votes. So, I mean, I'm sure it's the same, you know, the media's doing that right now. Look at Facebook, you know, cutting the heads off of conservative votes, conservative voices, stuff like that. So, you know, you get spied on, you figure out, you know, what the trend is with you know, millions and millions of people. And then you can take that information to your point, Miles, and try to figure out how you could sway the opinion. And I guess what I would like to see happen is people just wake up and become the independent thinkers that I know that they can be, instead of relying on this news so much. I don't watch mainstream. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, I don't watch it anymore because I think there is just some sort of all the mainstream has a way of manipulation. Don't buy into it. Listen to us. Listen to Rebros. Listen to independent ones that actually report the freaking truth.
Who else would you say would be a good news source, huh?
Actually, you know that song that we listened to? Yeah. I like Trump. He's an independent, and he does.
What's the guy's name?
Anomaly. Anomaly? Something like that?
Anomaly, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Listen to someone like that who was a Sanders supporter, but then woke up and is now reporting. I mean, there's other independents too that come out. There's a guy that goes around interviewing people with a spoon. I don't know.
Spoon. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. Actually,
yeah,
he's got the beard. That dude.
Yes. Yeah. He's funny.
The dude with the beard with the spoon on YouTube. Check that guy out.
But you know, I mean, Miles does a really great job with this podcast, getting clips from.
Oh shucks.
Getting clips from sources that.
I try to do sources not everybody listens to. You know,
right,
I'm trying to fuck people's ear holes because we always get it from the same spot. Granted, I like Fox News a lot because that's like the fucking, what's the, like, the worst candy that'll, like, rot your teeth instantly, you know? What's the fucking, the shit that gives you diabetes? That's what Fox News is.
Yeah, blonde right? hair, blue-eyed, white bitches. That's what Fox News is. I think that's your shit. You're addicted. You're addicted to
them. Oh, I'm telling you, dude, it's fucking dank. You should watch Fox News. You'd probably jerk off to that, like... That guy, Brian Kilmeade, he's a pretty handsome guy. You know, he's got a nice voice. Yeah, he's got all his teeth.
You are not going to let that go. Shit, I should not have told you that story. Motherfucker.
I fucking love it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on a tangent earlier, but, you know, with someone collecting that much information, the point is... Like, don't allow yourself to be manipulated. One of the things I've seen on social media is a lot of these I don't know what the hell they are, but I guess some sort of, I don't know, some organization. They'll take a clip, they'll put like captions on it, and they'll make it look, you know, scary and stuff like that. And they'll actually make it look factual when it's not, because it's completely out of context. And
so people it's like fall fake for news that. Memes?
And, yeah, and people fall for that. Like whatever. Like, you know, something about, you know, people got rid of Obama because he was, you know, not because he did a good job as president, because he was black. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, who the fuck?
He did a great job because he was black.
Right, or something like that. Just something really stupid. And you get these people responding to it like, yeah, you're right. And you're like, what the actual fuck are you talking about? It makes no freaking sense. Because all it's doing is playing on emotion.
I totally see what you're seeing there. I'm totally picking up what you're putting down there, ho. So, right. Like, so what you're saying is if Fox News is like brain diabetes, then like CNN is like really dry, unsalted couscous. It's horrible, but and you think you're healthy.
Right, it's butt crack cancer is what it is. It's what it is. What you don't, you know, the media plays on your emotions. Don't let them have that power over you. Is basically what I should have said. Or I went. Right.
I totally agree. And I think that you know, segueing on your point, and Crafter, I'll get to your point too here in a second, because we're going back to it. We're hitting back the impeachment part. And this is important when watching the impeachment, is realizing, discerning what you're seeing. You're seeing two sides of an intense argument on something that I feel like our forefathers were like, we're going to leave the rules up to interpretation. And that's what these courts are for. Here you go. This is a great moment in that, because I feel like the Democrats felt like they have this great win by bringing these three scholars, right? We're going to bring in these three constitutional scholars and we're going to discuss the law, you know, like we're academics, right, or some shit, right? They bring them in, and I feel like everything's so unpartial with what they said in the most parts, and they even have their disagreements amongst themselves. But obviously, Doug Collins stepping up to the plate, rapping a little bit with this guy, Turley, who I respect his opinion on this, and an interesting perspective on what the forefathers might have thought of the impeachment inquiry. Here we go.
Cool.
This is a little bit of C-SPAM for you.
In the jury pool, the founding fathers, and said, what would they think? I don't think we have any idea what they would think, in all due respect, with this, because of the different times, the different things we've talked about, but also to in some way insinuate on a live mic with a lot of people listening that the founding fathers would have found President Trump guilty is just simply malpractice in this, with these facts before us. That is just simply pandering to a camera. That is simply just not right. I mean, this is amazing. We can disagree. What's amazing on this committee is we don't even disagree on the facts. We cannot even find a fact right now where it is not going through the public testimony and also even the transcripts and all. It is not. Mr. Turley, are we going to deputize somebody between now and the founders into the jury pool here?
Well, first of all, only I will speak for James Madison. Yeah. No, we all will speak for James Madison with about the same level of accuracy. It's as
this is Jonathan Turley here.
That academics do all the time, and that's what we get paid for. But I just want to note a couple things. First of all, I do find it rather surprising that you would have George Washington in this jury pool. I would strike him for cause. George Washington was the first guy to raise extreme executive privilege claims. He had a rather robust view of what a president could say. If you were going to make a case to George Washington that you could impeach over a conversation he had with another head of state, I expect his hair, his powdered hair, would catch on fire. Also, I just want to know one other thing. And I am impressed with carrying an 18th century copy of Samuel Johnson with you.
Digital copy.
It's just the online version.
It's just the online version. As an academic, I was pretty darn impressed. I just want to note one thing of where, which may explain part of our difference. The statutes today on bravery are written broadly, just like they were back then. That was my point. The meaning of those words are subject to interpretation. They're written broadly because they don't want them to be too narrow. That was the case in the 18th century, as they are today. But the idea that bad practices could be the definition of bribery, really? I mean, is that what you get from the Constitutional Convention, that bad practices? Is that why Mason wanted to put in maladministration? Because bad practices is not broad enough? This is where I disagree. Now, the other thing that I just wanted to note is, and I have so much respect for Noah, and I'm going to just disagree on this point. I feel it is a rather circular argument to say, well, the Constitution is law. Upon that, we are in agreement. But the Constitution refers to a crime. To say, well, you can't trump the Constitution because it defines the crime, it doesn't define the crime. It references the crime. Now, the crime, the examples were given during the Constitutional Convention, and those do not comport with bad practices. They comport with real bribery. But to say that the Supreme Court's decision on what constitutes bribery is somehow irrelevant is rather odd. What the Constitution contains is a reference to a crime, and then we have to decide if that crime has been committed.
Well, and I think one of the things that came out just a second ago was also this discussion of, you know, and we had this discussion earlier about, is it the presidential prerogative and also members of the president's cabinet to assert privileges and rights? And we talked about the fast and furious with President Obama. Remember, Attorney General Holder was held in contempt by this body for withholding and not complying with subpoenas. I mean, you just can't pick and choose history here with what you want to have. But I think also you just made a statement, and it was brought up earlier, talking about bad practice. It is also the law of the land that we are supposed to ensure that countries given aid are not corrupt. And I think this is also something that's missing from this discussion as well. If the president has had a long-seated distrust of foreign companies, especially Ukraine and others, with a history of corruption. I made this statement earlier. It's in the report from the HPSI side on our side. 68% of those polled in the Ukraine over the previous year had bribed a public official. Ukraine had corruption issues. It came back from the Obama administration, came through the Trump administration, and our rule is that they have to actually look at the corruption before giving taxpayer dollars. The president was doing that, and now it has been blown up because we've now found in this hearing today, facts really don't matter if we're trying to fit it into a law or fitting into a breaking of rule that we want to impeach on. And as I've said, the reason we're doing this is the train is on the track. This is a clock calendar impeachment, not a fact impeachment. I yield back.
Wow.
Doug, that's why Doug Collins, he would be my all-star fucking playing card, dude.
Wow, he just schooled that scholar.
Well, I don't think he really schooled him. I think it was more like he wrote off of what he was said. It definitely was a spin. You know, you can't be like, oh, yeah, Doug Collins is completely right here. But he definitely believes in what he's talking about, that's for sure.
Wow. I couldn't freaking argue with that. Shit.
I feel like the scholar makes a really good point, though, is that like there has to be some sort of crime, right?
Right.
What crime are we looking at?
Right.
Obstruction of Congress, and what the fuck is the other one? Abuse of power?
Right.
I don't know. We talk about this a lot on the show. What is moral and what is, legal? I think we're like tiptoeing on that here in the Trump presidency in a lot of ways. Not to say that he's any better or worse than any other president, but I'm not afraid. I'm not as afraid in this environment that I think I would be in another one. So I'll say that much. The pageantry and the distracting from really real issues really fucks with me, though.
Right.
I can't give up on the environment just yet, you know, and that's one thing that really fucks with me. And if there's one takeaway from RT News is that the Nord Stream pipeline is basically finished in Europe, making the United States oil obsolete, providing an oil in a way that the Middle East can't. and to European countries, diverting all of that money and assets to Russia, essentially. That's a real thing. And that the country looks at fracking in a really bad light. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the world, I should say. Our country loves it, you know, but that we use that oil, we use that gas, and we supplement it with corn that we get from Central America, and we'll get it at a better deal once this USMCA, United States Mexico trade agreement, Mexico Canada trade agreement. What do you think, NAFTA 2.0, Crafter, or something better?
Yeah, it's pretty much NAFTA 2.0.
Yeah.
About the same thing.
Fuck. So all it is pageantry.
Yeah, at least it's not Napster 2.0.
It's all for show. Yeah. Fucking LimeWire, you know, am I right? Oh my god. I miss Napster. That shit was cool, man. You can't even download shit without iTunes anymore, am I right?
Right.
If you're out there fucking downloading shits through iTunes, fucking hit me up. For real. Seriously, just hit me up. We'll talk. I'll take you out for coffee digitally. This thing we call the internet.
Just don't lick their ass.
Yeah. Unless you want to go on a real ride. Yeah. Farting rainbows.
God bless.
Rainbows of disease cloud. Fuck. Crafter, what say you? Is that it? You're done for?
I mean, it's just been a great impeachment day. it's just been so beautiful. I mean,
were you telling me that you saw fucking Trump was doing an address during the impeachment?
Yeah, he was doing a rally during the impeachment today. Didn't seem to slow him down much. And the crowd was like, if he talked about, they're going to try to impeach me, it's like loud boos. I mean, the crowd was definitely very much with him.
Wow. Yeah. I have to steal a joke from Lee Camp, my favorite comrade from RT. Fucking, he was talking about how like Trump presidency has ruled back a lot of EPA regulations and is destroying the environment. But like the true like endangered species is Donald Trump. Why is that? Motherfucker lives off of McDonald's and sleeps 4 hours a day and still does rallies and his whole shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know where he gets
that. It's that Sudafed and fucking...
Exactly!
It's a meth and fucking Adderall.
Yeah, people call him the Adderall president. I love it. I love that. I want that to be true.
I mean, modern problems require modern solutions.
So instead of diet pills and Diet Coke, it's like fucking Adderall and Red Bull and Red Bull Light.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys something before we close.
What's up?
He got impeached today.
Yes.
Do you think that it's going to backfire on the Democrats? Yes or no?
Oh, well, that's a really good question. Do I think it's going to backfire on the Democrats? No,
Do you think he has a plan?
I think that's kind of a trick question. I think that the Democrats already know that Trump is not going to be removed from the office. But now they can say that they impeached Trump like they said they were going to. It's like their campaign promise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to stick with us because look, we impeached Trump, right? I also half believe this is retaliation for Bill Clinton. So I don't know if it's a win. It's about as much of a win as it would be for any professional wrestler. Next week, the whole fucking shit's going to change. But it distracts from the fact that real things are actually going on. What say you, Crafter?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just a shit show. It's just a circus. I mean, the Democrats... they know that it's not going to do anything. It's not going to get him out of office, and they're already planning impeachment part two. They're already going to have a new impeachment hearing on new charges and try to impeach him twice. Like it's trying to keep it in the news cycle. That's the main goal.
How many times can you impeach a guy?
Infinite, because it doesn't really matter. Because if the Senate doesn't choose to remove him from office, he won't be. I mean, Bill Clinton was impeached. Didn't really fucking matter. Everyone loves Bill Clinton.
Right.
And Andrew Johnson, I guess, was impeached back in 1860-something for firing his Secretary of War without congressional approval. It's weird things about policy, but that's a long time ago, too, so it's kind of different. The Senate also found him the same thing, and he stayed in office. You know, so it's like no one who's been impeached has been removed. No one.
He's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, he's not. And he's going to be the first president to be reelected after being impeached.
Exactly. What's going to happen. Mm. Now, Miles, I think it's curious, and I promise I won't stay on this subject for too long because Crafter sounds sleepy.
That's his normal voice.
This might be revenge for Clinton,
yes.
Bill Clinton. I don't think that that's the case, because that is so long ago, and he's not even worth, you know, avenging for. If you think about it, I mean, and if you don't believe me, take a look at that picture that Epstein kept of him in the dress.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
No, he didn't.
That was a widely printed painting, though, wasn't it? Like, you can get that other places. But I see the significance of where he placed and whatnot. I definitely feel that. I don't know, though. I think that... part of what's going on is just like this deep-seated hatred of left and right, and as time passes, it just becomes more and more polarized, and it's something that we either glom onto or we kind of like independently think our way from and towards the middle. You know, I think that's the natural progression of it. Pelosi, again, is a good example of that. You can look back in the past 10, 12 years, and she's a totally different person. She's insane now. And saying the opposite thing she said about Bill Clinton and the obvious nature of due process and allowing someone's term to play through, you know, let the people choose.
Right. I just think the bottom line is Trump can't be controlled, and the deep state is putting him through this to try to bring him to heel. And I think it's going to backfire. I think he has a plan. And I think it's going to blow right in their faces.
Yeah, I mean, but yes, I think in the whole pageantry of that, of everything, yes, that's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But are we going to see any sort of major internal change that's going to prevent things from affecting us externally, including Saudi Arabia, Israel-Palestine relations, relations with Russia, things like that? No, I think that this is going to be business as usual. And it's disconcerting to me to see people not want to reach out to Russia in a positive way, considering how long we've had tensions between them.
Right.
And considering our you know, like-minded goals, however fucking America fuck yeah that is. But shout out to Alex Jones. That's all I got to say about that.
We want you on the show.
Yeah, for real. For real. We'll definitely fucking have you on the show. I said it before, I'll say it again. Fucking bisexual Egypt. Fucking questioning Saudi Arabia. Straight Palestine and motherfucking the gay is real, y'all. We are verbose.xyz. I know things seem sparse and weird. It's we took a day off. It happens to the best of us. You know, people get sick too. We might seem like superheroes, but that's not the case. But I took a lot of time this past couple weeks to get things compiled on some of the new channel or some of the older channels, so they've got a little bit of revamp. Also, we're pumping a bunch of news clips out because we're using them in the show. Definitely check them out. They're all posted to verbose.xyz. I have lists of all the other shit. If you hit me up, I'll fucking hit you up with that. Eventually, I'll compile a list of the music. We'll get that going. bottom line is I'm going to start releasing all the old episodes coming up here in the new year. Thank you guys for watching this. As normal, we're going to be rolling this out with a little bit of ignorance for all you mall motherfuckers out there. We appreciate what you do. And keep it real, y'all. We will see you next time. Peace.
Right here, the booty club and treat it like a holiday. We taking all the parking spaces they could tolerate. Clean coupes with street money, dirty sedans. 30 bitches in the crib and that's worth it, my man. All Kales, now she melting like she Carvel. Gucci slippers, look at him sipping on a cocktail. Funny money, I should call it, that's how the bitches giggle. All up on me like a money, I split it down the middle. Can't be talking cash shit, writing bad checks. Pay in advance, damn, put you in the bad sense. Yellow Lamborghini, miss me with that ramp shit. Plus, I see underwear, 100.